We're going to the scene of that fighting now, the border between Israel and Lebanon. The Israeli army says two soldiers were killed and at least 18 were wounded today. Israeli ground forces pushed a little deeper into villages just across the border, engaging in fierce fighting with Hezbollah guerrillas. Those fighters continue to hit towns across northern Israel with rocket fire. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
There are now more than 3,000 Israeli soldiers on the ground fighting in South Lebanon, soldiers here say, and they've pushed out from Marun Aras, a small Lebanese village just 1.5 miles from the Israeli border village of Avivim.
Marun Aras is ours. We're controlling it. We're preventing them from firing missiles, rockets, to Israel, and they're still resisting us. They're still firing at us.
26-year-old Israeli Army Captain Simon Tov is a deputy commander of a mechanized infantry brigade. He and his soldiers have been moving their tanks and armored personnel carriers up into the hilly terrain of southern Lebanon on the outskirts of Bint Jebel, just a mile from Marun Aras. The outgoing Israeli artillery fire is incessant. The incoming fire seems random. Just down a small hill from where Tov is standing, a plume of white smoke curls skyward. It's the site of a Katyusha rocket strike.
The firing is random. They're firing from everywhere they can. They don't have the power and they can't get outside to stand and shoot directly.
We can see them firing from inside civilian areas in Bint Jebel, Tov says. From positions around Marun Aras and a high spot called Jabal, Captain Tov says, the Israeli army is now in de facto control of the Bint Jebel area. But the fighting there continues. Hezbollah, Tov says, is proving to be a well-organized, savvy, and tough enemy. His men have taken fire, he says, from Iranian-made laser-guided anti-tank rockets launched from 3 kilometers away and from shorter-ranged, armor-piercing, rocket-propelled grenades.
Like missiles of RPG-29, which is a tandem head, it can penetrate everything. This is what they're firing at the tanks. All across the border, they have snipers, steel snipers that are shooting at us. Two tanks commanders who got shot down from snipers in the last 2 days.
Those tank soldiers were wounded but survived. Using high-tech unmanned aerial spotters as well as visual monitoring from the ground, the Israeli army is trying to destroy rocket launchers and kill the guerrillas firing the rockets daily into cities across northern Israel. Every time we go inside, Tov says, they're moving, going deeper, and it's harder for them to launch. But Tov concedes that unyielding air and artillery fire into the south has hardly eliminated the rocket threat. Hezbollah guerrillas fired some 90 more into Israel today, more than 2,000 since fighting began nearly 2 weeks ago. The Israeli army, officials say, has fired more than 20,000 artillery rounds in return. But many of the Hezbollah guerrillas, Tov says, seem to slip away in underground passageways.
The artillery is very good for missiles and rocket launchers. In order to prevent them from shooting, in order to kill them, it helps, but we know that there are a lot of them are going underground, with bunkers and tunnels underground.
And to get at those bunkers, analysts say, may take more airstrikes or more soldiers on the ground. But the Jewish state is reluctant to launch a major ground offensive, given Israel's long and bloody occupation of South Lebanon. But Captain Tov says, we'll do everything we can, even if it costs us our lives, to protect our citizens. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, near Avivim on the Israel-Lebanon border.